Beetlejuice the Musical is coming to Edmonton January 14th to the 19th at the Jubilee, and the associate music director and conductor of the show, Julia Sunai, joins us. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So what has it been like bringing Beetlejuice to life as, you know, the music director and on this national tour?
Yeah, it's been a really exciting time. I've been with the show since the very beginning of tour. We started rehearsals in October of 2022 in New York City, and we've been on the road for 2 years now. We've been traveling all over the United States, so we're entering our third year now, and it's just such a full circle moment and very special for me to bring such a big Broadway musical back to my home province.
That's right, because you're from Edmonton and you studied at McEwen University, and what does it feel like to be back here with such a huge production?
I mean, it's really exciting. I have such fond memories of going to Grant McEwen, and that was a very intense theater arts program. And I remember I played for Edmonton Kiwanis Festival, just being at the Jubilee Auditorium and seeing these big Broadway shows, to now be able to be in the orchestra pit, is just like kind of crazy. And you remember your humble beginnings, but I'm also just so grateful for my journey and sort of the trajectory of my career, and all the small moments that led me to this opportunity.
So many people are excited to see Beetlejuice because everybody loves the movie, and so now they get to see the musical. So what are some of the unique musical elements that bring the Netherworld to life on stage?
Yeah, I think what's great about the musical is those who love the movie will definitely relish in recognizing the characters that they know and that they love. They're definitely going to see all of those characters on stage. But I think what's great about the musical is we kind of flesh out the characters. The storyline obviously does follow Beetlejuice, but also Lydia Dietz, the strange and unusual teenager. And we get to really flesh out her character a little bit more. A lot of our teen audiences, younger audiences, really identify with this character because she sort of feels invisible. She's mourning the loss of her mother. And so it's just really beautiful to have this contrast of Beetlejuice, who brings a high octane, high energy to the stage, but then also really following Lydia, and she sort of brings a softer side of our musical and more of those sentimental moments.
So the thing with Tim Burton and Danny Elfman, of course, bright, bright colors, and then this wild, specific type of music, will that be a part of the musical?
Definitely, definitely. I think our creative team did such a great job of adding those Tim Burton sort of Easter eggs. So you're going to definitely recognize songs from the movie, like Harry Belafonte's The Banana Boat Song, Jump in the Line, but also the original music written by Eddie Perfect has that sort of same Danny Elfman feel. But then he does a beautiful job of translating that sort of theme that we all know and recognize at the opening movie into different sort of musical genres. We have pop, rock, jazz, Broadway, a little bit of ska and reggae. So I think that the musical has just such great variety of musical genres, but also original songs from the movie.
So get your tickets now. You can find the link for it at our website, ravenradio.ca. And thank you so much, Julia. We can't wait to have you back home.
Thank you. Can't wait to be back.